Your Royal Highness, dear President Lovas, dear Ambassador Bodei, dear Assistant Director General Schlögel, dear Professor Turek, dear colleagues and friends. It's a great pleasure to be here, and it's also a big honor to represent my organization at such a distinguished gathering and at such a gorgeous building. My name is Rida Vladimir Olegovich Rakhmanin. I'm a national of the Russian Federation. Now I work for FAO, and I'm a regional representative of Food and Agricultural Organization for Europe and Central Asia, with the basis here in Budapest. So it's the easiest way to get to this building for myself and for any other of the participants. It's really a great challenge and a great privilege to head the office and to cover the region from Lisbon to Vladivostok plus Turkey. 53 countries with a lot of challenges, very diverse. The most, I would say, prosperous countries and the poor countries are all in our region. Another thing which I want to say is that being stationed here in Budapest made me a direct witness this summer to real challenges of migration, which cannot be defined in one-dimensional way and cannot be described only in black and white colors. It's a very complex issue which has global dimension, which has national dimensions, and we need to be able in the 21st century to embrace this diversity and this complexity. Migration is inevitable today. It is a fact of life and often necessity for the countries which are lacking workforce. It is also the result of the interconnectedness of our world and raised economic mobility. As Ambassador mentioned in her introductory remarks, United Nations recognize the importance of migration in the newly adopted Sustainable Development Goals. In case of wars and disasters, migration can save life. The recipient countries are quite often the beneficiaries of the new life force coming into their countries in historic perspective. They benefit from new diversity, new vibrancy, and new mobility. Look at the experience of the United States of America. So historically, migration has mostly been overwhelming positive experience, and we need to look into that in these categories, try to look into that in these categories. Of course, when we talk about migration, it's very important to define refugees who are seeking asylum from persecution and migrants who just try to embrace in the new economic vitality in today's world. What we as international organizations and national governments can help is just to try to prevent the forced migration. The forced migration which is caused first and primarily by wars and conflicts, of course by poverty and famine, by environmental degradation. Everybody is talking now about climate change, and it's high time to talk about it because it influences every aspect of our life. Water scarcity, food insecurity, soil desertification, which is caused by climate change, are the challenges for the people living in this or another part of the world. How can we prevent this forced migration? It's also very clear, just to assist in economic development, to find the ways to encourage economic development at the national level, to deal with climate change and scarcity of national resources, try to be as efficient as possible, and prepare ourselves for the worst case scenarios, to try to adapt, to have a kind of an early warning system in case of disasters. I represent Food and Agricultural Organization, and I would like to share with you what we as an organization are trying to do in relation to these migration issues. This year is the 70th anniversary of United Nations as well as of the Food and Agricultural Organization. For the last 70 years, FAO is proud to work for the better food security. At the our pin, at our logo, it says Fiat Panis. In Latin, it means let there be bread. That's what we are trying to achieve. We try to bring bread to the people in the easiest terms. But we know that it's actually lack of food is bringing the worst case migration cases like potato famine in Ireland, where millions of people need to leave the island in order to, because they don't have food to eat. There are many other examples about it. FAO is trying to combine science and practice in order to deal with the difficulties which actually may cause migration. First area which I want to mention is FAO is providing and trying to share with the governments best practices in agricultural economics. We combine it globally and share them applicably to each and every national specifics. That means access to markets, value chains, support to investments into agriculture. We have a special center which is working for agricultural investments so that investments would be as efficient as possible. We, as United Nations, and FAO is the focal organization for that, take a pledge in the Sustainable Development Goals to eradicate hunger by the year 2030. That's also an area where we work. And if we eradicate hunger, there would be less reasons for people to move if they don't want to do it, to be forced to move. That's what we need to deal with. But still now we have 800 million people undernourished, almost 800 million, 785 million. It's a big number, and it's a shame for today's world. We as FAO, working on economics of agriculture, are trying to support the farmers, because agriculture is the largest employer in a developing world, and the farmers are the key in this area. We try to support youth and women, because many young people are getting discouraged to work in the villages because it's not as attractive as it's supposed to be. They move to the cities. They do not necessarily cross the national borders, but they move to the cities, and it's also migration and less people working on the ground. We provide an advice on social protection, because in the final run, social protection and investments into the farmers is the best way to increase agricultural production and to guarantee food security. This is one, it's economics. Another one is better technologies in agriculture. That's FAO is trying also to do. Better technologies and to share the best technologies for agriculture so that we will be adapting to the new challenges. And here we talk about, again, climate smart agriculture that is dealing with the challenges of climate change, conservation agriculture, agroforestry, integrated pest management, agrometeorology, which is very important for the forecast for the farmers, biotechnology, soil conservation, and of course efficient use of water irrigation, how to do it better. So we are trying to reduce the impacts of climate change that are happening now and increase resilience for future impacts. And here we are grateful for all the countries which are sharing their research, their scientific discoveries with FAO in order to disseminate it to the countries in need. In general, people are arguing just by year 2050 we shall have 9 million people on this earth, on our globe, whether we can manage it. Our attitude is yes, we can manage, but we need to be more efficient. The third area where we work is early warning and early action prevention to protect livelihoods before a crisis occurs. FAO already have several excellent early warning systems, global information and early warning system, so we track the developments in the market economies, the emergency prevention system for transboundary animal and plant pests and diseases. If somewhere some disease started to develop and getting into out of proportion, we give warning to the countries around so that everybody will be aware. Integrated food security and humanitarian phase classification. These are all kind of tools that helps us to adapt and to prevent. And the final area which I want to mention for FAO in dealing with the forced migration as a part of our activities is working in the countries of conflict. Because of course when conflict happens, when the war happens, it brings dramatic consequences for agriculture. And we are trying to assist, talking about our region. We did that in the former Yugoslavia after the war. We are doing it working with Ukraine, And of course, we are working in Syria and many other parts of the world. This is very important for our activities. And we also actively contribute to global cooperation mechanisms. The Global Migration Group has already been mentioned by my colleague from UNESCO. We are also participating in its work. And we are working in close cooperation with our colleagues in other UN organizations like ILO, WHO, International Fund for Agricultural Food, World Bank, and of course International Organization for Migration. This is the way how we see the issue. We can prevent the disasters, we can make the life of the people better in the conditions when, in the places where they live, but we should also recognize that migration is a fact of life. And I want to define clearly, forced migration should be dealt with. Migration is the force which helps us to develop dynamic economies. Thank you very much.